This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny announced Wednesday he has gone on hunger strike until he receives proper medical treatment for severe back pain and numbness in his legs. Last week, the opposition politician, who is serving a 2.5-year prison sentence in one of Russia's most notorious penal colonies, said he was suffering from a pinched nerve that had caused his right leg to go numb. In a post on Instagram Wednesday, Navalny said the back pain that had earlier caused his right leg to go numb was causing his left leg to now lose sensitivity as well. He wrote that he'd gone on the hunger strike to demand a doctor be allowed to visit him. Meanwhile, a court in St. Petersburg Wednesday jailed a man for a year for having attacked a riot police officer during a rally in support of imprisoned Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. He became the third Russian to receive a prison sentence over the nationwide protest that took place in late January and early February, demanding freedom for 44-year-old Navalny. A cashier who was one of the last people to speak with George Floyd before his deadly arrest last May testified at Derek Chauvin's murder trial in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Wednesday, that Floyd appeared to be high on drugs but was able to make conversation. Chauvin, who is white, was fired by the city's police department the day after he was captured on video with his knee on the neck of Floyd, a black man in handcuffs. He has pled not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. The jury watched video Wednesday that showed a cheerful-looking Floyd in his final minutes inside a grocery store before his arrest outside. Several eyewitnesses, one a child of 9, have spent the last 2 days describing to the jury the shock of watching Floyd's dying struggle beneath Chauvin's knee. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in the U.S. city of New York, New York, said Wednesday they arrested a convicted murderer on charges of attacking a 65-year-old Asian woman on the street, an assault captured on video that went viral during a rise in anti-Asian hate crimes in the United States. In a statement, police said they identified 38-year-old Brandon Elliott as the man seen in the video kicking the woman to the ground and then kicking her several more times. It happened Monday near Times Square, a popular tourist destination. Police said Elliott was on lifetime parole after serving a prison term for murdering his mother. He faces several assault and hate crime charges in this case, adding the assailant was heard making anti-Asian statements during the assault. COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the United States in 2020, according to provisional data released Wednesday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Only heart disease and cancer were responsible for more deaths, according to a new report. COVID death rates were highest among adults more than 85 years old, and Black people, Native Americans, and males. Belgian hospitals have been ordered to reserve 60% of their intensive care beds for COVID-19 patients as a third wave of infections takes hold, doctors said Wednesday. With the resurgent pandemic ravaging Europe, Belgium, home to NATO and the European Union, already has one of the world's highest per capita death rates, and the prime minister has warned of a breakdown of its health system. Infections have doubled in recent days, putting pressure on hospitals. Greece will ease some COVID-19 lockdown curbs to relieve people's fatigue with protracted restrictions, authorities said Wednesday. This as the surge of COVID-19 infections continues. Starting April 5th, small retail shops will reopen for business under so-called click-away and click-and-shop modes, meaning consumers will need to make appointments and comply with a 3-hour time limit for shopping. Chiefs of staff of the Russian and U.S. armies have held a rare telephone call, RIA news agency reported Monday, citing the Russian Defense Ministry. It did not disclose any details of the call, which RIA reported was initiated by the United States. Divers inspected the hull of the Ever Given Wednesday as the man tasked with investigating how the giant container ship ran aground boarded the vessel. And U.S. Supreme Court justices Wednesday grilled the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, on its bid to maintain limits on education-related compensation for student athletes. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.